Hello, Chicago. Hello, WGES. This is the United States Army Radio Service reporting from London. Here are two Chicagoans, Major Irvin E. Steck of the Medical Corps and First Lieutenant Sherburn I. Adishek of the Medical Administrative Corps, both of whom are serving at the 228th Station Hospital located in Hayden Park near Sherborne, Dorsetshire. This hospital unit arrived in England many months before D-Day and has cared for thousands of sick and wounded soldiers. Major, where do you live in Chicago?
My home is at 5900 North Christiana Avenue, where my wife and three children are living.
Am I correct in assuming that you practiced in Chicago before entering the Army?
You are.
Major, what do you do at the hospital here in England?
I'm chief of the medical service.
And what is the medical service?
It is that section of the hospital which takes care of all diseases other than surgical.
Major, could you tell us about some of your duties?
I maintain general supervision of all cases under the medical service and make daily visits to the wards on this service. I hold conferences with all ward officers under me and serve on a board which examines all cases of long hospitalization to determine if they should be returned to the United States. My office arranges consultations on all special cases, and we set up routines for all medical procedures and medical emergencies.
Have you been able to keep up with the medical research during the 22 months your unit has been overseas?
Yes, we have. Our library regularly receives a number of medical journals, and the latest medical developments are discussed at our daily professional conferences.
Have you been able to adopt all the latest procedures in the treatment of your patients?
Yes. The Army has provided us with excellent equipment and has kept us well supplied with all the latest drugs.
Now, Major, how about telling us what your hospital did before D-Day?
Shortly after we arrived, we set up in our present location and cared for the invasion troops, which were training in that part of England.
And after D-Day, I suppose you really went to work.
We did. Because of our proximity to the Channel ports, we served as a transit hospital for several months after D-Day.
What is the transit hospital?
It is a holding point for patients in the chain of evacuation. In our case, we received the patients from the boats, which brought them from the continent and sent them out by hospital trains to general hospitals throughout England. The turnover of patients in this kind of installation is tremendous.
How are you operating now?
Since last November, we have operated as an acting general hospital.
Well, it hasn't been all work all these long months, has it?
No, we've had our moments of relaxation.
Have you traveled much in England?
Yes, I know London nearly as well as Chicago. I've covered the British Isles from John O'Groats, that's from Scotland, to the southern tip of England.
Thank you, Major Steck.